The Master is come. And Mary, He calleth for thee. He calleth for thee. And as soon as she heard that, she arose quickly. She arose quickly and she came unto Him. What a wonderful thing that there is a sister that had learned her place at the feet of Jesus. And she had learned much from Him. And a time of crisis came, and she had learned to wait, and to wait quietly in the presence of one who didn't know what a crisis was. Did you get that? He's never in a hurry. He was never late. He was never ruffled. He never knew any of those things that are so common to us. And she sat still in the house. And finally, that voice comes. And it says, Mary, the Master calleth for thee. And then she was ready. She arose quickly and she went to Him. And I think that we know the rest of that story. So that's the first thing I ask you tonight. Do we know, old and young here, what it means to sit? Before I can walk, and before I can run, I need to learn to sit. And I need to learn to sit still in His blessed presence. Having learned to sit quietly in His presence, I will soon learn, and I'm going to quote just some references that I think that you know from the book of Ephesians. Because you see, we've had today that you and I are lights. We're those that are witnessing in this world for the Lord Jesus. Now the first thing that I do in my witness for Christ is not tell people. There's something that comes far quicker than me telling people anything. Do you know what that is? That's what I show them by my walk. They see. They know long before they have talked to you and I that there's something different about her. Have you ever had anyone tell you that? I've been watching you. I've heard that. I've heard that in the army especially. I've been watching you. And I know there's something different. Well, the first thing the Lord has called us to in Ephesians 2 is good works. We are His workmanship. Do you realize that, young people? You realize what a wonder that is? That God looks at you and I. He even looks at John and says that. My workmanship. Created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that you and I, we should walk in them. Isn't that wonderful? And so long before people have listened to us, they've been watching our walk. Now, how is our walk? Well, Ephesians tells me a lot of things about our walk. I am to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith I've been called. I am to walk worthy of the one that I belong to. I am to walk, and you are to walk circumspectly. Not as a fool. I'm redeeming the time. You and I are here redeeming the time. Because the days are evil. I remember some years ago at Grove City, we had emphasized over and over, there are people that say that you and I should be different. You've heard that. Christians should be different. I'm not sure the Scripture says that. I think Scripture says we are different. We are different. And your life and mine should reflect the fact that I have a set of priorities. That I live in the light of another world. I live in the light that is in another world. I am not to walk as other Gentiles walk. Now, what a word is that in this world that we live in? What's the most common excuse that people give for doing something? Everybody's doing it. Mom, don't you realize that? Dad, everybody's doing it. Well, you know they may be. There may be many people that are walking as they shouldn't walk. But you and I, we are different. We walk not as other Gentiles walk. What's another walk from Ephesians? Well, we walk in love. I thought of this afternoon. As we were speaking, am I? Are you your brother's keeper? If you see one of your friends doing things, hanging around with people they shouldn't be, what do? Do we just be quiet? Or do we seek an opportunity to help them? It may be that the brethren in the meeting, they don't even know anything about it. Or the sisters, or the mothers in the meeting, they're not aware of it. But you see it. And you're a sister who knows. You know, that's a dead end. She is on, and she's my friend. That's a dead end, the guy is on. That stuff is dangerous that he's fooling with. What do we do? Are we quiet? Do we not say anything? We are our brother's keeper. We walk in love. We walk and we seek the good of those that we walk with. What a wonderful thing that is. What are some of the other walks that we have in Ephesians? There are a number of them there. I'm just going to stop with those right now because I don't want to go more than an hour and a half tonight with you all. That sound like a good time? We walk. And we walk with others. And we walk with Christ's interest in view. So, we've had tonight that we sit and we sit at Jesus' feet. The crisis comes in, and because I've been there, I'm able, with God's help, to weather whatever that storm is. And then we saw that we are walking and we are caring for others that we're walking with. That we are, in fact, a channel of blessing, and that the Lord is using us to help one another in this walk that we have here. That's a nice thought. Well, sitting, walking, what's next? Running? Ah, that's nice, isn't it? Sitting, walking, turn, if you would, to the book of Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. You know, I would say as we're turning, isn't the Word of God exciting? These are wonderful thoughts. We know what it means to run. We know what it means to be in a race. Every one of you in this room, in one way or another, has been involved or seen a competition. You've seen the Olympic Games. Some of the guys might look at auto racing or something. We know what it means to be in a race. Well, you and I, we're running in a race. Now the question is, how are we running? The Galatian believers, you know what the Apostle Paul had to say to them? Ye did run well. That's a terrible thing. That's past tense. What's going on? What's happened in your life? Paul says to those believers at Galatia. He says, I remember the time when you were going on. You did run well. Who hath hindered you? Ye should not obey the truth. There I get a little key to something. That when I begin to run poorly, it's going to be directly related to my relationship with Christ and my relationship to the written word. Ye did run well. Who hath hindered you that ye should not obey the truth? Now that's the negative side.